राघुवाच न केवलो मे भवतस्त राजन सवै बलुं बलिनां चापरेशान परे अवरे अमिस्थिर जंगमा जे ब्रह्मादयो जेन वशं प्रणीता। प्रह्लाद महाराज said to his father, translation by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear king, the source of my strength of which you are asking is also the source of yours. Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength or mine, but the only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength. Whether moving or not moving, superior or inferior, everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of God. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, Jajat vibhutimat sattam srimat urjitam evava tattat bhagat sattam mama tejon sambhavam. Now, that all beautiful, glorious and mighty creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. This is confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj. If one sees extraordinary strength or power anywhere, it is derived from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To give an example, there are different grades of fire, but all of them derive heat and light from the sun. Similarly, all living entities, big or small, are dependent on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's only duty is to surrender, for one is a servant and cannot independently attain the position of master. One can attain the position of master only by the mercy of the master, not independently. Unless one understands this philosophy, he is still a moodha. In other words, he is not very intelligent. The moodhas, the asses, do not have this intelligence, cannot surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Understanding the subordinate position of the living entity takes millions of births, but when one is actually wise, he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanang Janmanangante Jnanamanamang Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvangiti Samahatma Sugullava. After many, many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me. Knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is, such a great soul is very rare. Prahlad Maharaj was a great soul, a Mahatma, and therefore he completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord. He was confident that Krishna would give him protection under all circumstances. Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear king, the source of my strength of which you are asking is also the source of yours. Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one, is not only your strength for mine, but only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength. Whether moving or not moving, superior or inferior, everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here Prahlad Maharaj says about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how he is the source of all kinds of strength for everyone. One who is a devotee, he knows Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One is not a devotee. He cannot know or cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Naam prakasha sarvasya yogamaya sanatata. Mudhayam nabhi janati. Mama bhutam mahasya. Mudhayam nabhi janati. Yes. Ang sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartati. Iti mam bhavanti mam buddha bhava samanyata. All these things. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, nam prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samanyata. Mudhayam nabhijanam. One is a mudha, rascal, less intelligent. He cannot know me, cannot understand me. Naam prakasa sarvasya. I am not revealed everywhere. Yogamaya samaprita. I am covered up by my maya shakti. But one who is a devotee, a very dear devotee of the Lord, he knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. He understands him and he sees everywhere how Krishna is there, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there. Krishna is not covered up. You understand? On the vision, in the vision of a devotee. Ekanta bhaktir govinde tattat sarvatra tadikshanam. This is also the statement of Prahlad Maharaj. Ekanta bhaktir govinde tattat sarvatra tadikshanam. Who sees? Lord Govinda or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, everywhere. One who has another devotion unto him, ekanta bhakti, Govinda. One who has another devotion, bhakti, unto the lotus feet of Krishna, he sees Krishna everywhere. You understand? Shasyam na pranasyami, sacha me na pranasyati. Krishna has said that also in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Tasyam na pranasyam, sacha me na pranasyati. He sees me everywhere. And I also see him. I also see him means with my devotee. My devotee sees me everywhere and I see my devotee always. My devotee doesn't know anything but me. I also know him very well. This is the statement of the Supreme Lord himself. So here, Prahlad Maharaj, when Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee of the Lord, very dear devotee of the Lord. He can understand Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead very well and sees Krishna everywhere. How Krishna is the source of everything. The source of the strength of everyone. That he says. So his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu. Parishpeka tattam vidishiva suresa pranamitam. It's also stated. Lord Hari is paramatattva, is the supreme truth. others. Vidhi Shiva Suresha Pranamitam. Vidhi means Lord Brahma, Shiva, Lord Shiva, and the Suresha, King Indra, all are his subordinates. He is the only Ishwara, only controlling authority. You understand? Ishwara Parama Krishna. Brahma Sangita says, Krishna is the supreme controller. Ekali Ishwara Krishna Aprava Vrutya. Krishna is the only Ishwara. All others are his servants. All others are controlled by Krishna. Krishna is the only controller, supreme controller. All are controlled. This is difference between Ishwara and Jiva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead and a living entity. Do you know what is the difference between Supreme Personality of Godhead and a living entity? You know it?
Quantitatively different.
Yes? What is it?
We're the atomic.
Yes. Yes. And Krishna is?
All pervasive.
Krishna is Vibhu. You know that word, Vibhu? Very great. You understand? And Jiva is Anu. Krishna is Vibhu. Jiva is Anu, manual, particle. This is one difference. All other difference? Any other difference is there? No other difference?
Many.
Yes, tell me. What are many?
Living entities, limited.
Limited?
In knowledge.
Knowledge. Intelligence.
Intelligence.
Yes.
Supreme Lord is
unlimited. Yes. Any other?
Strength. Mm-hmm. Strength, fame, wealth, beauty. Six opulences.
There are six opulences, unlimited in Krishna. Whereas in Jiva?
Percentage.
Very many.
Same percentage, many percentage.
Then, other. Krishna is the supreme independent person. But Jiva is dependent on Krishna. Another difference?
Krishna is the supreme enjoyer.
Yeah.
And living entity is meant to be enjoyed.
Meant to be enjoyed. Krishna offers all sorts of enjoyment also. Or in other words, we say, Krishna sanctions the result of living entities endeavor or work. Jiva may enjoy that result. You understand? These are the differences between the Lord and a living entity, minor living entity. Anadiragir Govinda sarva karana karanam. That Govinda the source of everything, the origin of everything, that Govinda has no origin, is anadi, is the cause of all causes. Same thing, Prahlad Maharaj says, and he said, therefore those who know this thing, they are wise, they are intelligent, and they surrender into the lotus feet of Krishna. Those who doesn't know, those who do not know this, they are naradhamas, mudhas, rascals. They don't surrender. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also has said that thing. Who do not surrender? Namang duskriti na mudha prapadyante naradhama. Yes. Mayaya apurhuta jnana asuram bhavam asrita. Four types of persons. Duskriti na mudha naradhama mayaya apurhuta jnana. These four types of persons do not surrender unto me. You understand? Those who don't surrender, they come under these categories. Mudha, naradhama, duskrutino, mudha, naradhama, maya, apurutagyana. You understand? And those who surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are mahatmas. They are great personalities. You understand? They are very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna is so kind to his dear devotees that Krishna gives them everything. Even Krishna makes them greater than himself. You understand? Krishna dasya haite hoy, Krishna samya haite hoy, bada bhakta pada. You understand? Those who are mudhas, rascals, those who don't surrender, they are mudhas, rascals. They are thieves, impersonalists. They want to become one with the Lord. You understand? Or equal with the Lord. They are rascals. They are unintelligent. They are mudhas. But Shastra says, why do you want to be equal with the Lord? You cannot be. Lord is Lord always. He is Advaya Satya. He is one without second. Absolute truth. Krishna is Bhagavan. Always. You understand? One cannot become equal with Krishna. Or greater than him. You understand? All are his subordinates. But if you become his devotee, he'll make you great. Greater than himself. You understand? So why don't you become his devotee? Such a rascal, such an unintelligent fellow. He becomes his devotee. One who becomes his devotee is intelligent. Je jana bhaji Krishna, sevado chatur. You understand? Je jana bhaji Krishna, sevado chatur. He is chatur. Chatur means he is intelligent. One who does Krishna bhajan, one who surrenders, he is intelligent. You understand? One doesn't surrender, he has no intelligence. He is foolish number one. You understand? That Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj says, and he was confident that Krishna would give him protection under all circumstances. Kaunteya pratijani nami bhakta pranasyati. He told this thing Arjuna to proclaim. You Arjuna, you proclaim that my devotee never perishes. I protect him. You understand? He told Arjuna to proclaim. Why did he tell Arjuna to proclaim? Why didn't he himself proclaim?
Because his word might not be accepted, because by the promise of his devotee, he can break his promise.
Yes. Sometimes Krishna breaks his promise, because a devotee can break his promise. Many instances are there. Therefore, he told Arjuna to proclaim. If his devotee will proclaim, that could not be broken. Krishna must give up that promise, because he wants to give all prestige to his devotee. You understand? Yes. Now Krishna is the only protector and can give protection under all circumstances. You understand? The devotee knows this thing. Mahajanas know this thing. There are many nice songs. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a very nice song. You know that? Tumi tomari bejare ki tari rokhite pare.
Tumi tomari bejare ki tari rokhite pare.
Obo icha boso tribhuvono. Brahmadi Devo Gana Tavo Daso Gana
Brahmadi Devo Gana Tavo Daso Gana
Kare Tavo Akyaro Paro Na
Kare Tavo
jato graha gana aviroto
taha icha mate jata graha gana aviroto
subha subho polo kori dana
subha subho
Oh, তোমার চরণী নাথ পরিয়াছি প্রণিপাত,
তোমার চরণী নাথ পরিয়াছি প্রণিপাত,
ভক্তি বিহীন তব দাস বিপদ হইতে স্বামী অবশ্য তারে তুমি,
বিপদ হইতে স্বামী অবশ্য তারে তুমি,
রাখিবে তাহারই বিশ্বাস,
রাখিবে তাহারই বিশ্বাস।
This is a nice song. You understand? Do you know this song? You know all these songs. Mahajana song, very famous song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. Tumi to rakhibe, tumi to maribe jare ketare rakhite pare, tobo ichha baso tribhuvan. The same thing here. He was confident that Krishna would give him protection and all sorts. Says about all these things. তুমি তো মারিবে যারে কেতার রক্ষিতে পারে, তব ইচ্ছা বশত ত্রিভুবন। ও লর্ড, ওয়ান্ট টু কিল সমবডি, ক্যান এনিবডি প্রোটেক্ট হিম? নোবডি ক্যান প্রোটেক্ট হিম, বিকজ তব ইচ্ছা বশত ত্রিভুবন, দি থ্রি ওয়ার্ল্ডস আর আন্ডার ইউর কন্ট্রোল। ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? ব্রহ্মাদি দেবগণ তব দাস অবগণ করে তব আজ্ঞার পালন। অল দি ডেমিগড সেডেড বাই লর্ড ব্রহ্মা, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, অল আর ইউর সার্ভেন্টস, ইউর ইনিউমারেবল সার্ভেন্টস, অল আর ওবিডিয়েন্ট টু ইউ, অল এক্সিকিউট ইউর অর্ডার্স। তব ইচ্ছা মতে যত গ্রহগণ অবিরত শুভাশুভ ফল করে দান, রোগ শোক মৃত্যু ভয় তব ইচ্ছা মতে হয় তব আজ্ঞা সদা বড়বা। ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? অল দি প্ল্যানেটস গ্রহ, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, দে গিভ গুড অর ব্যাড রেজাল্টস, অসপিশিয়াস অর ইনঅসপিশিয়াস রেজাল্টস আন্ডার ইউর কন্ট্রোল, অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ইউর উইল। রোগ শোক মৃত্যু ভয় তব ইচ্ছা মতে তব আজ্ঞা সদা বড়বা। ডিজিজ, ল্যামেন্টেশন, ডেথ, এভরিথিং কামস অ্যাকর্ডিং টু ইউর উইল। ইউর অর্ডার ইজ ভেরি ভেরি পাওয়ারফুল। ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? তব ভয় বায়ু ভয় চন্দ্র সূর্য সমুদ্র সুস্থ নিয়মিত কার্য করে। You understand? Demigod of wind, Vayu Devata. You understand? The wind is blowing, fearing you. The sun is giving light and heat. The moon is also fearing you. You understand? All are you under control. All the planets, all the grahas, they do their respective works under your control. Tumi to parameshwara param brahma paratpara tava vasa bhagavato antare. You are parameshwar, you are param brahma paratpara, where is he? Where is that parameshwar param brahma? You live in the heart of a devotee. You understand? Yes, that's how light is everywhere, but lives in the heart of the devotee. That's a very pleasing place of Krishna. He gets pleasure there. You understand? Krishna is everywhere, that's a fact. Sarvasvetang will be sanvished. Krishna says this thing in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya tang rupi sannivishta. I am in the heart of every living entity. Isn't it? In the heart of a devotee as well as a non-devotee also. Isn't it? Then, what is that? Tavavasa bhagvatantare. You are there in the heart of a devotee only. What does it mean? He is in every one's heart. Why does Bhaktivinoda say like this? Tadavasa bhagatantare. Why does he say like this? Krishna is everywhere, in the heart of a devotee as well as a non-devotee also. Why specifically says tadavasa bhagatantare? You live only in the heart of the devotee. What does it mean?
His true one form. His Krishna form is in the heart of the devotee.
Yeah?
Krishna form.
Krishna form. In other thought, he's not in that form.
Paramatma.
Paramatma.
Form.
He's Paramatma for me not. All of us. Paramatma is one of his forms. Is that it? Lunary portion. No, that is not purport. Krishna is everywhere, that's a fact. Krishna is in everyone's heart. Sarvasya tam rupi sannivishta. You understand? But in the heart of a devotee gets pleasure. Whereas in the heart of a non-devotee, doesn't get pleasure. You understand? This is the difference. And devotee sees it. A devotee understands it. Whereas a non-devotee doesn't see him. Doesn't understand him. You understand? Premanjana surito bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hudesu vilokayanti jasyama sundaram अचिंत्य गुण स्वरूप गोविंदम आदि संतनम भजन ब्रह्म संहिता से भक्त ओनली सीज प्रेमांजन सुरित भक्ति विलोचन भक्त हैज ए डिफरेंट विजन राय एज अनॉइंटेड स्मियर प्रेमांजन हिज आईज देन सेंड सो ही सीज कृष्ण एवरीवेयर विद इन एंड विद आउट. Very beautiful Shyam Sundar Rupa he sees in the heart. You understand? The non-devotee cannot see this. You understand? Therefore, Tava Vasa Bhagavatantare. Devotee sees, devotee knows. Non-devotee doesn't know that Krishna is there. In him, in his heart. He cannot see and he cannot know. This is the difference. सदा शुद्ध सिद्ध काम भगत वत्सल नाम भगत जनिर नित्य स्वामी. You understand? You are भक्त वत्सल, very dear to your devotees, भगत जनिर नित्य स्वामी. You are always eternally master of the devotee. He is the master of everyone. Why the master of devotee? The same thing. You understand? Tumi to rakhibe jare ketare marite pare. If you want to protect somebody, can anybody kill him? He protected Prahlad Maharaj, is almighty. Very powerful demoniac father, couldn't kill him. Mere boy. This is proof. তোমার চরণে নাথ করিয়াছি প্রণিপাত ভগতি বিনোদ তব দাস ও না পোলা আই পোর ডাউন অ্যাট ইউর লোটাস ফিট I have taken shelter, or in other words, I have surrendered myself completely at your lotus feet. Bhakti Vinod is your servant, Bhakti Vinod says. Bipad hoite swami avashya tahare tumi rakhibe. Taharoi vishwas. I have this firm belief, firm, confident I am, that you, my Lord, Master, will protect me all sorts of dangers. I have this belief. This song says, do you understand? This much for you. The Lord becomes dependent on you. Though he is supremely independent. You understand? Aham bhakto parathino. He says, Durbhasha. O Brahman, Durbhasha, I am not independent. I am dependent on my devotee, you see. Sadhu-vidyastha-hudayar-bhakti, bhakta-jana-priyo. That sadhu, that devotee has occupied my heart, you see. My heart is not my heart now. He has occupied it. He is so dear to me, I am so dear to him. So whatever he will say, whatever he will order me, I'll do it. The devotee will say, oh Lord, you dance, so I'll dance. As for example, instance, when Krishna, 5,000 years ago, came here, to this material world and manifested all his you understand? Leelas here, pastimes here. He manifested his leelas Nanda Nandan, son of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Rani, and his parents. Krishna was a mere boy, a mere old boy, you see. His transcendental pastimes was manifesting. Nanda Maharaj said, oh Krishna, you please bring my wooden sandals. Five-year-old boy Krishna goes there. Carried the wooden sandal of Nanda Maharaj on his head and came to Nanda Maharaj, you see. I was carrying out order. Do you understand? This is the most important thing. Krishna is always seeking opportunity how he can serve his pure devotee. A devotee doesn't want that Krishna will serve me, rather I'll serve Krishna. But Krishna wants a person, six a person. When I'll get a person, I'll serve my pure devotee. Listen. Do you understand? Many, many things, many, many instances are there. Do you understand? About Tulsidas. Tulsidas was the dear devotee of Lord Ram. You understand? Tulsidas was worshipping the deities of Ram, Lakman, Sita, Numa, in a temple. And those deities were gorgeously decorated, the nice ornaments they have. Then same. Once, two thieves came at night, dead of night, to steal the ornaments from the deities. You understand? The temple has four doors in four directions: eastern, western, southern, northern doors. You understand? When those thieves came to enter and try to enter into one door, they find two persons are standing there with bows and arrows. Then they went to the eastern door, they saw two persons standing. Western door, there are also two persons standing. Northern door, the same thing. Two persons were standing. Southern door, two persons standing. Whole night, they just moved. Night finished. It was all in the morning. You understand? And Tulsidas came all in the morning to do Mangala Arati. That's not. Two thieves saw Tulsidas, fell flat at his feet. Oh, Mahatmaji, you are a very nice night watcher. Very nice night watcher. Then Tulsidas, what happened? So we came to steal you. Enter into the temple. But in all door, we found two persons, handsome persons, standing there with bows and arrows. We couldn't enter. Tulsidas couldn't understand. Oh, Ram Lakshman. Oh. They took such great pains for me to save, to protect my temple. Oh, lush, oh, fool I am. My Lord took so much pains for me. You see, this is an example how the Lord seeks opportunity to serve his beauty. So Tulsidas said, all right, you want those ornaments? All right, I now give you everything. Please take all these things. But the heart of those two thieves were changed completely. He said, no, 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 you won't take all these things. You are such a great Mahatma. The Lord serves you. Why shall you take all these things? We want to serve you, Mahatma. Please accept us. You understand? I said that. Love it. You want? Is there? I quoted a verse from Chaitanya Bhagavatam. You understand? Have you read Chaitanya Bhagavatam? Murkha bole Vishnaya, Vishnave bole Dhira. Dui vakya parigraha kare Krishna Dhira. Murkho vadati Vishnaya, dhiro vadati Vishnave. Uvayastu samankunyam bhavagrahi janartana. That means, one is a murkha, ignorant, fool. Another is a pandit. You understand? All pray to Vishnu, Bhagavan. The murkha says Vishnaya. Vishnaya nama. I pay obeisance to Lord Vishnu. The Pandit says, Vishnave nama. You understand? Murkha says Vishnaya, Pandit says Vishnave. You understand? Who was? Vishnaya, Vishnave. The correct word is Vishnave. Pandit knows. He pronounces correctly. But Murkha is ignorant. He's poor. He said Vishnaya. It's not correct pronunciation. But Lord Vishnu or Krishna accepts to equally. He never looks at this as the correct pronunciation, correct or incorrect. He only knows the heart. Bhavagrahi janata. He only accepts your heart's attitude. He is not concerned with your learning or non-learning. That is it. Then, it's only heart's purity is required. If you are pure with your heart, then Krishna will accept what you ask for him, how you pray to him from the core of the heart. May it be of correct form or incorrect form, doesn't matter. Yes?
On the third point, Srila Prabhupada is saying that one can attain the position of master only by the mercy of master, not independently, unless one understands this philosophy is still a muda, in other words, is not very intelligent. Can we also take this to mean that sometimes devotees leave Prabhupada's movement and they make themselves guru, that they're actually in the category of muda?
Yes, they're in category of muda. Definitely. By your service, Krishna will make you master. And he will be your servant, he will serve you, as I say. Krishna always seeks opportunity to have to serve his pure devotee. I also cited that example how Krishna carried out the order of Nanda Maharaj. You see. And neglecting Krishna, if you want to master, you can't. And move.
False position.
Huh?
False position.
Yes, false position. Definitely. It's false position. That's all.
Jai Vaishnava Shri Guru Ji.
Jai. Jai. Jai.